treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
All for the bail bonds. Over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news.
John, is that you?
And in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollow.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Will Grayson. I'm the host of Angels Side by Side. Angels Side by Side is a part of a Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network. Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network can be heard live 18 hours a week on WWNN 1470 AM and on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. Tonight our guest on Angels Side by Side is going to be Mr. John Lupo. And I believe that we have John Lupo on the line, so let's go straight to the lines, Ken.
Yeah, John Lupo. You spelled me John Lupo.
Okay. Okay, Goomba, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. How you doing, Johnny?
How are you, Will? How's everything going?
Oh, man, great. It's great to hear from you. How's everything in New York?
Up there, hanging in there. Weather's okay.
Okay, let me just shoot a question out to you. Could you tell us about Borough to Borough Productions?
Well, Borough to Borough Productions is a production company I formed with my sponsor, Stewie, about 2 years ago, and it was developed originally inspired from a friend of mine who died from the disease of drugs and alcohol by the name of Patty Burke, and we made a movie called Modern Day Miracles, and it was in dedication to him. He died of what. He was 8 months clean, but he died of what it did to his body, drugs and alcohol prior to that. And me and my sponsor Stu, we got inspired and we made a movie, and we interviewed about 10 people in recovery, just explaining their life. And basically now we have a production company. We just did a little documentary with Dallas Strawberry on his Hall of Fame weekend. And now we're looking to produce other movies myself now. So basically that's the gist of Burrow to Burrow. You know, it was something that was very, it was a heartbreaking thing that we had to get inspired of how it came to fruition, but we just felt it was a story that we had to tell out there.
Yes, could you just continue, you know, just elaborate a little bit more on what the impact of modern day miracles have had on others?
Well, you know, basically right now we did this all from our heart. You know, we were truly, me and my sponsor Stewie, we were truly truly inspired to do this because of, you know, I had back in my family, I had a brother, Robert, who died of drugs and drugs and alcohol, speedballing. And I always wanted to do a movie or something of some sort to, related to drugs and alcohol. And basically, I could never do it because I was myself, you know, at times in my life, drinking and drugging myself. But now, after that day when me and Stu, we found this was a person who I was 8 months sober with. His name was Patty Burke, who we found dead on a Sunday afternoon. That when we went to his door to get him, you know, we saw there were latches on the door. So me and my sponsor and his mother knew something was wrong. And when we broke the latch, we found them on the floor, and it was a very heart, you know, it was very heartbreaking. I mean, we were shocked. But, you know, we looked at each other, you know, in the upcoming weeks after the funeral, and we were like, we want to do something to memorialize them. And, you know, now it's being used in a lot of rehabs. It's being used in unions. One of the airlines unions up in here in New York uses it in its curriculum right now. And basically right now we're getting some traction with all different types of organizations that are in the process of using it in their curriculum. And I see, you know, we won two awards for about a year ago, this documentary. And we just see what people, when they see it, they see the reality of what could happen. Because there's some people in this movie that are, you know, lawyers, teachers, and, you know, police officers that went bad and, you know, that from their drugs and alcohol murdered somebody, you know, bank robberies. I have a person who, Johnny L, he was his one arm and one leg. And I see when you watch this movie, you see what the realities of what could happen if you go that far. But also gives you a breath of fresh air about what life could be once you get sober. And that's, you could watch it, and you can get it on www.moderndaymiracles.net.
Okay, that's great. Could you just talk about the movie that you made with Daryl or the documentary that you did with Daryl Strawberry?
Yeah, we're in the process right now. We're about editing it, coming to a final cut. But it's going to be called Daryl's Day. And pretty much was its Hall of Fame weekend that he was inducted this past August. And I came up with the idea, I went up to Daryl, and I said, you know, it would be a good idea maybe to film him that weekend. And it was just a great thing to see how Daryl reacts with the fans. And you know, another side to Daryl that a lot of people don't catch a glimpse of, but it was a real great weekend. It was really a great time. You know, we interviewed the owner of the Mets. We interviewed, you know, different people that were on his team in 86. And pretty much it was predominantly all about Dotto, how he you know, interacts with the fans. And you see a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that you wouldn't be able to see with the fans, you know, of today, you know. And basically, he's just the sweetheart of a guy, and he shows that warmth. And that's what that documentary brings out. It brings out the warmth that he shows to his fans. He's a very, very humble guy. So I'm very grateful to be his friend and to know him.
That's great. Could you kind of, like, let the audience know your background, where you come from, your recovery? Are you in recovery? I mean, can you let the audience know that?
Yes. First and foremost, I want to give a big shout-out to my sponsor, Gio. He wanted me to do that, though. He wanted me to say hello to him. Hello there, Gio.
Hey, Gio.
Gio's in the house. But basically, I was brought up in the Bronx. Yes, I'm in recovery. I have about a little more than 3.5 years. August 12th will be my celebration date of 4 years of sobriety. But my story is, I grew up in the Bronx, in an Italian neighborhood, family of three boys. You know, alcoholism was a big thing in my family. It was something that's been there through generations. And growing up in that atmosphere, you know, just, you know, not realizing what's wrong with you. You know, having a low self-esteem, having just a feeling of discontent, you know, not realizing really what the problem is. And just feeling inadequate in a lot of different ways. But basically, you know, I grew up in a good family, but yet somewhat dysfunctional. My brother Robert was the oldest, and he was someone I looked up to very great, very, very much. My brother Kenny was the middle guy, and I was the baby. So being the baby, you know, I think you see a lot of things as being the baby also, or being the youngest one. And I think also being the youngest one, you know, my brother Robert, who was older, he was addicted to heroin and drinking and coke and all that stuff. And basically growing up in that house all the time, there's a lot of anxiety, not realizing what's going on. And he was in and out of detoxes, in and out of rehabs. He overdosed 6 times. And make a long story short, when I was about 20 years old, I get in my family's basement, and you know, 2 cops come to the back of the house, knock on the door, and they tell me that, you know, is this the Lupo resident? And I said, yes. And they told me the unfortunate news. And then I went upstairs and I actually called my brother Kenny, and I told him what happened. Robert, he said, who's Robert Lupo's residence, the cop said, and I said, yes. And they said, well, we have unfortunate news that he passed away. And I was all out of sorts. But I called my brother Kenny, and then after that, I went to my parents upstairs, and I told them what happened. And at that moment, I saw my mother being very, she's an angel, a real angel. But I saw a relief on her face, too, believe it or not, that this stuff doesn't have to happen anymore. And just there was a lot of anxiety going on at that time. But
okay, can you just hold that thought, Johnny, please?
Sure.
Angel Side by Side with Will Grayson will be right back after our commercial break with Mr. Johnny Lupo, the founder of Burrow to Burrow Productions.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound pillow.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Will Grayson. I'm the host of Angels Side by Side. And tonight our guest is Mr. John Lupo, and we have a surprise for you, Mr. Johnny Lupo. Is there somebody else on the line?
Yes, it is. What's up, fellas?
What's going on, D?
My love, Will D.
How you doing?
Johnny Lupo. Two greatest guys you've ever seen to me in my life. Love you guys.
Hey, okay. Let me just ask you a question now for the audience. Could you tell, like, give the audience to kind of bring them up to speed on what you're doing now, even your association with Johnny?
Yeah, my association with Johnny. Johnny is on my board with my foundation, Bill Sproler Foundation, Psychoautism, which deals with autism. We raise money, and we just help program and help the kids and help the families that are affected with autism and keep the doors open for them. And we got a different variety of things. We're doing ministry together, me and Johnny. Johnny Lupo is a good friend I met about a year ago, and, you know, we're both sober. And you know, he came to me and he was asking me, you know, why is my life so different? And I told him I found God in my life. I put God as the center of my life. And it became the main focus of my life. And it just restored my whole life, and I wanted to share it with him, and, you know, he came to the Lord, and it just restored trials and tribulations, you become born again, and you have a new spirit, and you have a new look, and you have a new vision for life.
Well, that's great. Just to let the audience know, ladies and gentlemen, that's Mr. Darryl Strawberry, a close friend of mine, a close friend of the family here at Angels Side by Side and Holistic Lifestyle Radio. Now, Dee, could you just take us back a little bit and digress and talk about, you know, the times that you struggled for a minute and how God came into your life and I guess you made a connection and propelled you into your brand new life. I like to say it's brand new.
Well, as you know, Will, you my sponsor, so I struggled for a good while, and you was the one out of, you know, everybody that, you know, always kept telling him, you know, you have to get out of his way and let him go and finish his journey, you know, because when you finish, you always said it was going to be a great story, you know, and there were some hard roads, you know. Addiction was very powerful, cunning, baffling, powerful over my life, and it destroyed my life. I destroyed lives, you know, in the midst of my addiction. But we can recover. That's the most important thing. Sometimes people have to go a little further down. And, you know, I think the most difficult part for me, more than anything, I had to do it in the public eyes, you know, because being a celebrity and athlete and the fame, the fortune, it was very hard because there was always so much negative written about me as a person, and it just kept me deeper and deeper into my sickness. It kept me running, you know, for a very long time. And, you know, finally the day came where I just reached the point where I was broken, and I just surrendered. It was enough. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I started on a new journey and, you know, picked myself up and, you know, started all over again. I just got to work. Got to put some work in. You know, it's not about just stop using it. It's about the behavior, Will. You know, and that's where it was all at. Mm-hmm. All kind of behaviors that I needed to change. And when I started changing my behaviors, everything else started changing inside.
That's great, man. Could you elaborate a little bit more and tell the audience about your book?
Oh, yes. I wrote a book 3 years ago called Finding My Way. It was a New York Times bestseller and an L.A. Times bestseller. And the book was a book of, I would say it was more of a book of healing, you know, for myself and also for people I had hurt, because I wrote the book and I just wanted, you know, to be able to ask, you know, the ex-wives, you know, my children that I hurt to forgive me. And, you know, I wrote the book, and the book has done tremendously and has done things of helping other people and getting other people to understand why you don't quit. You just don't give up no matter what. You know, no matter how difficult it is, you know, that's what my book was about. It was about fight. It wasn't only about I struggled with addiction. I was stricken with cancer twice, 1998, and then back in 2000, it reoccurred and they took my left kidney out. So there are miracles that come out of it. If you do fight and you don't give up and you don't quit. And that was the really strong point of me not giving up and believing, you know, that I could get one day, that I could get on the other side. But it also has to do with all the good people that you have around too now. And Will, you know, you've been in my life forever. So, you know, you being there and getting a guiding point, letting me know that one day it's going to be a different day for you. You just have to continue to never lose the faith, and that's what you taught me in that. And that day did come. And for the listeners out there, if anybody that's out there that's struggling like that, just grab on to somebody that understands this life a little bit more than you do, and then you have a chance. But if you continue to run into the same places, people, places, and things, you're going to continue to get the same results.
Well, thanks, man. Johnny, you can jump in at any time you'd like, man. And talk about the relationship, because, you know, as me knowing both of you guys, I've seen the relationship blossom. Kind of talk about the things, and you know, that you guys are doing together and how you're helping the communities. And, well, you know, you can talk about – slow down, Johnny.
One of the things that, you know, Dow's funny how God works in your life. You know, Dow's one of my heroes growing up as a little kid. And then funny how I met him. Originally, when I was trying to make the movie, I wanted to get Daryl on my movie as a, you know, as to do some commentating and to also have him in the movie. But I really, it was tough to get to him. It was very tough. You know, I tried every which way. And long story short, about a little bit more than a year ago, I was at a friend of mine's party for his 40th wife's birthday party. And who comes walking in is Big D. And Big D start, you know, sits down next to me. And, you know, this man is a very humble man. You know, a lot of people don't know how dedicated he is to God, to his higher power. And he sat next to me, and he saw something in me that, you know, as a point in my recovery, I was about a little more than 2.5 years clean, and I wasn't happy with my life, you know, basically. And Dow kept on, you know, he was talking about God and Jesus to me. And basically we exchanged numbers. And then from then on, I can remember about a, you know, a couple of days later, he called me. And I was like, oh, man, Dow, look at that, Dow's calling me. I was like, wow, and, you know, I start talking to him. And the man never once, you know, all we ever talked about, you know, it's funny, for the first 3 months of me getting to know each other, him putting me through a mentorship program from reading his book to reading the Bible to really kind of mentoring me and sponsoring me in the sense of just was at a part in my life where I wasn't happy with myself. And I was like, I just came back from the Super Bowl. I was hanging out with all the old boys, all my old friends, and you know,
Snoop Dogg,
I was in the world. I wasn't drinking or drugging, but I was in the world. You know, I was hanging out in parties and, you know, trying to figure this out. But I just was a little off base. And Dow came into my life, started, you know, sowing into me, and, you know, I said 95% of all conversations is all about God and recovery. And little by little, it escalated into a relationship that we developed. You know, he brought me on his board, his executive board for his autism, which I don't know a lot of many people that know about Dow, but he has a foundation called Dow Strawberry Foundation Fight for Autism. And you know, coincidentally, I needed somebody to come to an event. And little by little, we started raising money for his charity, the autism. And basically, we became best of friends through developing, you know, helping people, helping charities. And that's what Dow taught me, was pretty much, you know, you can't just hold on to what you have. You got to give it away.
That's right.
And no matter what you do in life, you know, you go through ups and downs in life. You also told me you got to persevere. And perseverance, you know, by surrendering yourself over to God and his will, things could open up dramatically, which it did, because there's no such thing as me meeting Dow Strawberry and him sowing into my life. Now, to me and him being best of friends.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if that's not God, I don't know what is.
That's...
And basically now we're in the phase of we're doing a lot of things for his charity. We're forming a company now called All Stars for Charities, which will be donating proceeds to his foundation and to other foundations, but primarily right now for autism. And we're creating a fruit snack. This is our first product that's going to be coming out in the next 3 months. And basically, it's going to get out there, and little by little, we're going to create other products around the foundation for autism, just to give a presence of what this is all about. And, well, recovery to me is not only about being sober. Recovery to me is also about helping other people and helping other people in other situations, too. And that's what Dial does, you know, and that's what we're both doing. And we both had our eye on the prize to help people, and feel like there's, you know, we're just coming, you know, to surface right now.
Okay, can you just hold that thought, guys? We'll be back in a couple of seconds. Angel Side by Side, we'll be right back after our commercial break with Mr. Dow Strawberry and Mr. John Lupo. Dow Strawberry, the Dow Strawberry Foundation, Mr. John Lupo. of Burrow to Burrow Productions. We'll be right back. Hang in there. Had an angel
of mercy. Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archive podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web, Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Black Hearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
All for the bail bonds. Over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must hit the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Will Grayson. I'm the host of Angels Side by Side, and tonight we're chatting with Mr. Daryl Strawberry from the Daryl Strawberry Foundation and Mr. John Lupo, Burrow to Burrow Productions. Okay, Daryl, what advice you would have to somebody that's in recovery struggling?
Well, I think the most important thing for, you know, anyone that's sick and struggling is to really keep his eyes on the prize, the most important thing that one day at a time right now, and not to try to go too far ahead and not to try to look back at, you know, what he's been through. Just take it one day at a time. But that's what we all have to do, really. Take it one day at a time until we learn to grow. You know, grow into, you know, the person that we know that we're capable of being. And that comes in time. You know, you got to do the work. You know, you got to attain your means and find the spiritual part of your life. You know, the spiritual aspect of your life is going to be the key and the power to the transformation of your life. Because once you allow, you know, the spiritual part of your life to come, you'll be able to see things a lot different. And you got to get yourself out of that selfish mode where it's always about you, because it's really not. Because when it's about us, we stay sick. But when it's about doing the next right thing, we become healthy. And, you know, we're called here, you know, as the Bible, you know, recovery. We're called here to help somebody else, sick and suffering, help them survive too. It's a great journey. It's a hard journey. I just want to let any listener out there know that maybe sitting there and struggling and battling, it's a hard journey. But the most important thing that I've learned through this whole journey, when you don't quit and you fight for stuff, you become a winner. And that's the name of the game. If you want to win, you know, you want to win in this game, you have to fight for it. And I think, Will, that's why you sit here, Johnny, that's why you sit here, because we all fought for this. You know, we didn't lay down and give in to our addiction and say, well, we're going to let it just take me wherever it takes me. And, yeah, of course, it does take us wherever it takes us. We'll be in the midst of it. But when you got a chance to stop it, you got a chance to turn around and walk the other way. Because if you ever give yourself some time to get on the other side of this journey, there's a miracle waiting for you. So I'm sitting here telling you right now that because I'm a miracle. Because when you look back at, when I look back at my situations, everybody said I would be dead. They said I wouldn't make it. But Will G, that's just right there, says, well, he's going to make it. He's going to get on the other side. And he's going to have one heck of a story to tell you about it. And guess what? I'm sitting here today because of that, because somebody else believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. So listeners out there, somebody else believes in you right now. Why you can't believe in yourself? Hold on to him. Believe him. Follow him. Let him lead you and guide you down a different path. And just put your will to the side for a while and follow somebody else's will and allow somebody else to speak into your life.
Wow, that's great, Darryl. We thank you. Johnny, same question to you.
I agree with Darryl, what he's saying. It's like, you know, if you don't have God, you don't have nothing. I'll talk it straight out. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, for a long time, I had a spiritual disconnect. And, now that I got God in my life and God in my understanding, you know, things seem to open up. When you have your will turned on to you all the time, it's very hard to accept, you know, to get things done. You know, and it's about surrendering over to God. And once you do that, things start to open up. And what was the exact question, Will, again? What were you asking?
What advice would you give to guys that or gals that are struggling with their addiction?
First and foremost, I mean, like it was a hard, you know, and it, you know, it was hard to find my higher power, which is God, and I found him. I don't want to let him go for nothing. And, I think, you know, you're struggling, you got to keep yourself, you know, around other fellowship with other people that are believers with you, you know, that are on the same path that what you're doing, people, place, and things. You know, it's important to stay away from negativity, stay away from negative people that are doing the same things that you were doing. You don't need that in your life. You need to hang out with the people who are winning. And that's going to the rooms. That's, for me, it's going to the rooms. For me, it's going to church on Sunday. For me, it's doing a lot of spiritual stuff, reading the Bible, meditating. You know, whatever it takes me to get where I have to get my sanity in my life, I'm going to do it, because it was the same way that I used to go at it out there drinking and drugging. So, I mean, when you first come in, you got to hang in, you know, take the cotton out of your mouth, take the cotton out of your ears and put it in your mouth for a little bit and listen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's about learning, it's about being taught, because, you know, even though I have 3.5 years clean, I'm still getting taught every day. And, you know, it's not all about drinking and drugging right now. It's about my character defects. Right now it's about correcting a lot of things that you know, I'm getting rid of little by little. But through my higher power, through God, you know, things are opening up.
Yeah.
And that's what I could say, is that, you know, it's not easy, but it gets easier.
Okay, can I just jump in there for a second? I just want to hit you with this before we go and we close out. I need a commitment from both of you guys when you're in town to come into the studio. Can I get that?
No question, baby. You know that.
How much am I
getting? If I have to pick Johnny up and put him on my back and carry him in there, I'll carry Johnny.
Well, that's good. That's great. You want to hear something funny now. Johnny, do the imitation of the waterfront guy. You know what imitation I'm talking about.
Marlon Brando, that's my brother. That's not me.
I will call you.
We'll have him come in there one day. I'll tell him to call in. That's my brother. I can't. He does Marlon Brando on the Godfather.
Right. I'm saying it kills me. But listen, before we get out of here, I just got to tell you guys a story about what's been going on with me. You know it's always about me. But what happened is God saw fit to put me in position with this guy named John Hollis and Kevin King, who's the producer who's sitting right here next to me right now. And John Hollis is the owner of the Holistic Lifestyle Radio guys, and he's a God guy. You know, and these guys are God-centered guys, and they give back. You wouldn't believe on as much as they give back into the community. And I met these guys kind of like off the whim like we do, and I know it was a God thing. And there was an immediate connection. And I tell you, it's the best thing that happened to me this year in my life was these guys coming into my life and embracing me and giving me the opportunity to sit down and continue to carry this message.
Well, that's awesome, Will, because, you know how I think of you. You know, my thoughts of you are very highly. I call you Pop. You call me Son.
Right.
You know, that's relationship we've had from day one when I met you. There was nobody ever been like you. You know, the kind of person that you are, very unique. You know, God's made you a very unique person, able to, you know, deal with people right where they are and help people right where they are. So I just want them guys to know that are there supporting you, they got the right guy. There's no question about that. They got the guy that carries the message. They got the guy that lives it. They got the guy that respects life and helps others. And, you know, and that's what it's really all about. You know, and you've been doing that for a long time. I've seen you for a long time doing it. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, God brought you in my life. You know, and my life is better today because of you. And I just want you to always know that, Will.
Well, I thank you, D. And you know what? When you get that book, you bring that book so I can autograph it for you, all right?
Autograph it, Pop.
You got it. Johnny Luke.
Yo, what's up?
Talk to me, baby.
Oh, I'm very honored that you asked me to be on the show with Darryl. And I'm very happy for what you've accomplished from the last radio show that you were on. And it sounds like a good opportunity for you. And you just let me know and let Darryl know, we'll be on it, you know. So, I mean, you know, it's all positive. We're all talking about recovery and helping people. I like to see this thing go to the next level myself. You know, it could be something that you can, you know, you get this up here in New York. You know, a lot of people, you know, got to hear the message, you know. And I know you're a man of God now, and you're also a man that's got a lot of good recovery.
Absolutely.
And your voice has to be heard all over.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hook you guys up with Mr. John Hollis, and we'll see if we can make that happen. You know, but I think we're going to take a break, and I just need you guys to give me like 5 more minutes, and then we'll be out of here. And God bless both of you guys. You have no idea. And I just want y'all guys to say hello to Mr. Kevin King, who's the producer, and Big Kenny, behind the engineer behind the wall here.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
What's up, guys?
Thanks for having us, guys.
We really appreciate it.
All righty. Recovery. There we go. Angel Side by Side will be right back after our commercial break with Mr. Darryl Strawberry and John Lupo. Stay tuned.
I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Hull.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Angels Side by Side. Will Grayson here. I'm the host. And before we get out of here, Daryl, I just want to ask you a question to, could you explain to the audience or give the audience the information on up-and-coming events, your website, and how, if they want to get involved, how can they go about doing that?
Yes, you can go to darylstrawberry.com. That can get you involved. Fight for autism, that's what I do. And I do a lot of ministry. I travel around, and you can send requests in. If someone wants to come speak, I don't just speak on, you know, my ministry. My ministry is my main thing. Of course, God has been a piece of my life, but I speak on the depth of where I came from, the darkness, the sickness of drug addiction, loss, and losing everything. And that's what the Finding My Way, my book, tells you about, losing everything. And the most important thing that I want listeners to, there's someone out there struggling that's losing everything right now, that's okay because you haven't lost your life. And you still have a chance to regain. Because from losing everything and gaining life, I regained the miracle of everything that I lost, and it was restored back. So I just want to encourage somebody out there who's fighting and struggling about where they are and thinking about giving up and can't quit. If you can just stop for a minute and put the drugs down and get a moment of clarity and start walking, you'll have an opportunity to have life. And I just want to give that to somebody because that's what it gave to me. It gave me life.
Okay, well, we thank you. What's the up-and-coming events again?
Well, there's two. Just to put it in there, there's one event next week, April 5th, having a Dow Strawberry's Grill restaurant. We're having a Fight for Autism poker tournament.
September,
we're going to have a golf outing that's going to be held in the month of September with all celebrities that come to the outing and obviously Daryl and, you know, just having a good time together. And throughout the year, we're starting with different events that we're going to have you know, doing little different little parties and stuff. But those are the two main ones that are up and coming. One next week, April 5th, If anybody's around, it's again at Strawberry's Grill up in New York, in Queens. It's in Douglas, in New York.
Queens, Douglas, in New York, yes.
And, you know, you'll be playing, we'll be hanging out with Big D.
All right, all right. Now, can you tell me where, or tell the audience, actually, where they can get copies of your documentary, Modern Day Miracles, and what's the website they can go to and if they, for them to get in touch with you?
Yeah, well, first is www.moderndaymiracles.net. And, again, that's moderndaymiracles.net. It'll tell you where you can get on there, PayPal, and you you know, DVDs. Percentage of the DVDs are going to Daryl Strawberry Foundation. That's what stemmed me to start this charity thing. Daryl is the chairman of my company. It's going to be called JL Enterprises, by the way, which is he's the chairman and All Stars for Charities. I'm putting the website right now up right now. It's going to be AllStarsForCharities.com. And that's what the product line that me and Daryl are coming up with to give to organizations. This is what Daryl taught me, how to give. And that's what I want to do, and we want to do it not only for the recovery aspect, but also for the ministry aspect, which is about helping people and, you know, being there with God, you know, and just showing people that there's a better way.
Well,
and the DVD is a miracle. People need to pick that up. And, you know, it's about recovery, and it's about people that have struggled with recovery and made it and found a way, and people that are struggling, they need to hear that. And I want to say to people out there, go and buy the DVD and sit there and watch it, and you'll learn a lot about, you know, the struggle of addiction and the power of it and what it's done to people's lives.
Okay, that's great. Can we get a DVD down here, Johnny, or do I have to pay for it? How
much? $75.
$75.
Okay.
I think on my website, I think it's either $12.99 or something. But I'll send you 100 up there.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
I won't do anything little, Will. Do you understand?
I've been traveling so much. Still got to send you those books for the people in the program so they can read it and know my story about not giving up, not quitting.
Okay.
I'm going to send you also some wristbands, the autism wristbands I just made with Daryl.
Thank you.
I'll send you a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay, listen, before you guys get out of here, it would be remiss in my spirit if I didn't say to you, D, that Junebug said hello. He's listening. So if you want to say something to him, you can do it now.
Well, Junebug, you know I love you, baby, and you know I'm still coming down there to get you. I gotta check on you, see where you're at. I know you're coming around from all the trials and tribulations. I just want you to know I love you, brother, and you know stay focused because God's got a great plan for you too. You know, keep doing what you're doing in your recovery, and get them girls along, boy.
Yeah, I know that was going to kill him. Johnny.
I just want to give a shout out to a guy who helped me out tonight. He took me to a meeting earlier today. His name is Mark, and I'm very grateful to have met him. And he got me here on time because we just had left the meeting and we were running a little late, and he got me on time. I just wanted to thank him. But I just wanted to thank you guys, Daryl, and everyone on the show tonight, and just being very grateful and blessed to be here. You know, this is just, you know, a radio show, but it also helped me tonight in my recovery. So,
yeah.
Well, that's
I'm really grateful
to have
both of you guys in my life.
And
hopefully
you
can do bigger and greater things.
We really appreciate you guys.
Well, I know you guys are part of the family. People can listen to us on our web pages. Last month we had, I think, 203,000 listeners. And you can listen to us on Facebook and our Blog Talk Radio, as well as on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. So you can pick us up, and they can get us in New York, and I almost said Jersey, but the same thing. But they get us all the way out in California and all over the place. We're streaming live, so people up in New York, the next time you guys come on there, Mr. Johnny Lubow, you can let everybody know and they can listen to the show. It's been a really great show.
Well, the show's on tonight. Tell them when it's on, Will, so everybody knows.
Okay, and hopefully Thursday night we have Stu scheduled, right?
Yeah, Stu's supposed to be
coming. Yeah, we're going to have Stu in, and I can't thank you guys enough, and I can't thank my boss, Johnny, if you're listening out there, Mr. John Hollis, who allows me to sit in the big chair on both of these nights. I mean, he's a great guy. We love you, Johnny, and it's good to have you guys part of the Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network, Daryl and Mr. John Lupo.
Well, thank you, Will, and thank you, Johnny and Johnny.
Okay, and we are, as they say in radio, you know I ain't lying because you can't see me.
Send us out with a good song.
Okay, well, what would you like to hear? How about Amazing by Richie Super? Super told me to tell you hello, D, and he needs you guys' prayers because he's going through some stuff right now. So send out some prayers for our friend, Mr. Richie Super. We're going to go out probably a minute earlier or whatever. We're going to play Amazing and take it home. I love you guys. And as we're going out, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys for listening to Angel Side by Side. I'm Will Grayson. We would like to thank our sponsors as well as our guests, Mr. Daryl Strawberry and John Lupo. John Lupo is the Boro Boro Production and, of course, the Daryl Strawberry Autistic Foundation. Angel Side by Side is a part of a Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network. Holistic Lifestyle Radio Network can be heard live 18 hours a week on WWNN 1470 AM and on Blog Talk Radio as well as on our Facebook and Twitter's accounts. My name is Will Grayson, and I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Good night.
The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors. Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.